We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Ayin Dalet, page 486, on Daf Resh Mem Gimel Mabez, in the Halachas of Ervin. The Siman is Nistam B'Shabbos. If it gets closed up on Shabbos, Pesach, Oy Chaloin, an opening or a window, B'Mokim She'Erbay, in a place where there was made an Erev, by Dal Sifim, and there's four paragraphs. Sifal, Siz Machaber, Erev Der Chaloin, if it made an Erev through a window, a Pesach Shabbanein, or through an opening between them, B'Nistam B'Shabbos, and gets closed up on Shabbos. Mutam L'Shtamish, they're permitted to utilize Derech Geva Kois L'B'Choyev through the height of the wall and its crevices. Vafilim Erev L'Shana, even if they made Erev for the year, B'Nistam Pesach B'Choyev. And the opening got closed in the weekday, B'Nistam B'Shabbos got opened on Shabbos, says Rama, Vafilim Stumbab Amazin, even if it was deliberately closed. That's from the Ogre. Continues in Machab. The Erev goes back to its permissibility. According to the Rambam, Ein Mutl Taltas, not permitted to carry, El Kolachas Asma, only each one by itself, of Mezu, as a continued affirmation, Rish Mabdal. Mezu, one to the other one, that loy, that cannot be done. Says Mishbrus, Siv Katan Aleph. So he said, they made Erev through a window or through an opening between them, and this to Meshabbos, and it got closed up on Shabbos. Could go into from a person connected, let's say, a wall collapsed opposite it, says Rashi, closing up the opening. Siv Katan Beis, Mutarim L'Shtamish, permitted to utilize Mizulazu from one to the other one, Bishabazu on this Shabbos, which is the Sharatin Isaal says for another Shabbos, for sure that's going to be forbidden. Says the Meshabura, Vachoshkin, or the Mosa, Kolachas Asma, each one independently, the Mater says permitted Af Isa, even that one, Shein Erb Menachas Batecha, that the Erb is not placed inside of it. Sivkon Gimel, Derech Geva Kois, Lachayev, through the height of the wall, or through the crevices, Ritzlam, what do you mean to say yes? Avagab Dachshosh Nistam, although now that it got closed up, Eindru and Lasor Biach, it's not really fair for them to make Erev together, Daloy Imachurin Shechaloin, because in the crevices there's no measurement of a window. Afalach, even so, in the spot, Erev Shabbazu, for this Shabbos, the Erev is not nullified, the Kimmich Hut, but Chalasa Shabbos, since it was permitted in the beginning of Shabbos, Hutul Chal Shabbos permitted for the whole Shabbos. Sivkon Dalb, even if they made Erev for the year, and the opening got closed up during the weekday, v'niftach b'Shabbos, it got opened up on Shabbos. Ritzlam, what do you mean to say? It's loyim, but I don't have to tell you, v'niftach koyed b'Shabbos, it's opened up before Shabbos, but v'adei abayar, for sure it's near. To be'ez k'nisa Shabbos, because when Shabbos started, he k'var p'such ha'mezulz, it was already open one from the other. Elafilim, niftach b'Shabbos kufa, even if it opened on Shabbos itself, because mokum still kimin sh'be'ez ha'nachas ha'erev, since at the time of the placing the erev, sh'nich l'kam Shabbos, l'shon was placed for many Shabbos over the year, ha'y pesach mezulz, there was an opening from one to the other, b'chal erev and erev took effect, l'chein therefore, af sh'be'Shabbos acheres, even though in another Shabbos, ha'y saw some tchil Shabbos, it was closed from the beginning of Shabbos, but lohoya oz eir moy lukum, and then the eir wasn't helpful for anything. Makom still, like this battle is not nullified in the atchon niftach. So therefore, right when it gets open, chaz eir leir terorishin, the eir goes back to its original permissibility. Sivkan hein rama era on the words of filistam amazing, and it was deliberately close. I knew that is bekavon, with intent. Vada you should know the magen avram mekam achreinim that the magen avram menei achreinim tzidul esav is actually they're inclined to make it forbidden in such a case because the chazam niftach b'Shabbos if it gets back and opened up on Shabbos the kimin shasosma pesach shemein shteich it says b'mezin since it deliberately closed up the opening between the two courtyards of a kibitl erev b'dam it's like he actively nullified the erev the hari gila daite shein lechovetz be'erev he revealed his intention that he doesn't want the erev in case that's the case kimin shabein hashmasha since by twilight shuzman cholosa erev that's the time when the erev takes effect he died sasim was still closed lemahani says not effective kishniftach achkar b'Shabbos gubun when it gets open the Shabbos itself. Vein lahakul kishes stami b'mezid, and we shouldn't be lenient when he closes it deliberately. Like a shnifta kred b'Shabbos, only moved open the from before Shabbos. The other mean, then we say after the spot the mekari, even though it was nullified from the beginning, kibush chazav niftach, since it went back and it was opened up. Hadei al kaponim, at least him shetovim b'pashal erev, their partners in the bread of the erev ben hashmashes. And by twilight, truz makanis erev is when the erev takes effect. Hayirei yesh pesach benem shador la'adam that there's an opening between them. It's fit to make an erev. I'm biar lacha under masach benistam. Shabianu, we explain you can roll in the glamaisa. That's really how it's appropriate to conduct oneself in practice. Achin, however, in Be'etras, I mean, at the time when it was closed, he bedai directly b'shal. He only had an intention; it should be temporary. Vachkach lavs l'v'hoisch, and then to go back and open it up. Mistep, the mutter then logically would be permitted after the chazav niftach b'Shabbos, even if the subsequently was only opened up on Shabbos. Sivkot involved. Ola Rambam, Mechulak, Rambam is not permitted to carry only each one by itself, but not from one to the other. So Koy Reisha said, this is going back in the beginning of the paragraph. Hey, Chesh Nistam Apisach B'Shabbos, where the opening got closed up on Shabbos. L'day Rishon, according to the first opinion, Mutl Shamash Mezulah Zodeh Chayim, Yelada, you still carry from one to the other through the crevices. L'day, according to him, Ein Amut, it's not permitted, Al Kol Chatzal Asim, only eats a quartered on its own. But if Usu and the Chiddush is the Afilo Eisach Chatzal, even that quartered, Che'in the Erev Mutim Matecha, that the Erev is not in it, still Mutar is permitted. Subsequently gets reopened. The Kuliyam, according to everyone, Mutl Tal Mezulzu, it's permitted to carry from one to the other, Kamei Mitchilek was in the beginning. Ulid Nalacha, according to Halacha, Eke Kasvara Harishaino, the primary is like the first opinion, Kinkot Zachim, that's Zachim, right? Which, as the Sharatin Eischa says, because that's how all Rishainim literally paskin. Be'alacha, the Vimaskal Benistam, Vishabas. So we have this opening, it gets closed on Shabbos. But if it got closed from before Shabbos, even if it got back opened up on Shabbos, it's forbidden because the Erev never was acquired ever. Because the acquisition of the Erev is by twilight. And here, there was no Erev by Bnei Shemashar because the opening was closed. And even if they made an Erev already from before the previous Shabbos for one Shabbos, and that Erev still remained, you can't rely on it for the Shabbos after that the opening gets opened, since it was already nullified from before Shabbos when it got closed up. And it's not doesn't get reawakened when it's nighttime. Now, an Erev that was made for a year, that's different, because you made an Erev initially for all the Shabbos, and the Erev took effect on the first Shabbos when the opening was open, and different, even afterwards the opening got closed, and it got opened up on a different Shabbos, even at the end of the year, so then the Erev gets reawakened. That even if you made an Erev for the year, etc., so look at the Magid Rama and Shin Pei Gimel, that remains with this halacha with a tzarech ian. So the Dershu 5 brings that the Shulchan Aruch writes, over there, that regarding a non-Jew that lives with two Jews, that they made an Erev between them, that if the non-Jew was not in his house when Shabbos started, he doesn't make it forbidden of them. If it comes to Shabbos, he makes it forbidden, and then the Erev is batel, and they could rent from him on Shabbos, and then afterwards, one of them will nullify his reshus, and all the more so that if the non-Jew dies on Shabbos, that they have to nullify one his reshus to the other person. Magram asked, if the wording of Shulchan Aruch sounds like that, even in the case where the non-Jew was there from before Shabbos, and they made an Erev initially, when the non-Jew dies, or they rent from him, the Erev does not get reawakened, so why isn't it simply, that's what you have to batel reshus, so why isn't it similar to when the opening gets opened on Shabbos, where the Erev should go back to the original heter? Now, the Bei Halacha says, however, many Achrayim resolve his questions over there. As the Dershu 6 brings that the Shaar Tzion over there brings them, and that when the opening gets closed up, at the time when you made Erev for the year, so the opening wasn't meant to be closed up, and therefore if afterwards it gets opened up the Erev, it goes back to its original Heter, which is not the case by the non-Jew. Initially, the Erev was not meant to last as long as the non-Jew is going to be in his house and didn't rent from him as Rishus, and therefore you don't say that when he dies or when you rented that Tzchayz of an Erev, that the Erev goes back to what it was. Says the Bei Halacha further, he says, however, this halacha is not so clear, because the source of this halacha comes from the words of the Rosh at the end of the first parak in Erev, that it brings a proof from the halacha of boats that were untied and then they got retied on Shabbos Daf Kaf Aleph, that they go back to the original heter. The Rosh proves that Tumah got detached during the week, and even so, it's effective when they go back and they get retied again afterwards on Shabbos, because if it got detached on Shabbos, and even if it doesn't get retied, it's permitted because of Hutra. Once it's permitted, it stays permitted, and saying something over here. However, according to the words of Tayson and Shabbos of Kafav, and also according to many Rishayim, that they explain that Braisa, that even if it gets detached on Shabbos, it's forbidden, because since without the nodding between them, they move from their place, so it's like when you have a kamalus between them, and you can't say once it's hutra. If that's the case, so then there is no source for this halacha, because over there that we say, it goes back to original hetzer, because they were tied in the beginning of Shabbos, and the Erev took effect, which is not the case in our case, where it was closed by Ben Shabbos, so then it opens up a Shabbos. Now, Eilu Shabbos already points us out, and so to Mokad Ram and Sipkan Al, but according to Tayson itself, it's not so clear regarding this, because in Eben Abizayan, the Tayson writes, in Eben the Reed, this halacha, which the Dershu 7 brings, that the wording of Tyson Erevin is the way the Mashah and Maram write, that if Nistam Be'emtza Shavuot, it gets closed in the middle of the week and then it gets opened up at Shabbos, it can be permitted. So the Magen Ram asks to steer in their words. Karmen the Sanal writes that according to the way it's written in Mordechai, the name of the Re, you could fulfill the old gears and Tyson that Nistam Be'emtza Shabbos, and then it gets opened up, it's permitted. According to this gears, it's Tafke, it got closed up at Shabbos, permitted, but if it got closed up during the weekday and opens up at Shabbos, it's forbidden. The way Tyson says in Shabbos. However, Tyson Rush and Erevin over there, the gears is like the way the gears and Tyson in Shabbos. So says the Bei Halacha further, it says, and also the proof from this halacha of Svina, it sounds like that according to the Bali Taisis, they were different opinions. The Rush quotes Ladina, like the words of Taisis in the first paragraph. And Erevin, and this Magen Ram wants to answer a little bit, the resolve all the different opinions of Taisis. It doesn't seem to be correct, because it's known that all the words of Rush is coming from the words of Taisis, as he normally does. And the Rush, you see explicitly that his Ikaraya is that if the Brice was told about that the boats got detached on Shabbos, would be permitted, even if it doesn't get tied back again. And that's not like what Taisis said in Shabbos that we mentioned, and the Nahar Shalom already points this out. Akapanim, this halacha is not so clear. According to the other Rishayim, there's no source for this. And from the logic, you wouldn't say that it should be effective, it took effect one Shabbos for another Shabbos, because by Bein HaShemaz for this Shabbos, it was batel. Look in Shin Pei Gimel in the Beis Meir, that he also agrees over there with the Magen Ram that writes that you have to mimis Yashu with this halacha. However, after that, the Rush, the Torah, the Mechab, and the Achrayim, after the Shulchan Aruch quote this halacha, for sure, we can't just reject it from the halacha. However, regarding if he deliberately closes it, the Magen Ram makes him not real, that it's not permitted, only Dafke got opened up before Shabbos, and Eliyab and the Shabbos agree that for sure one should not be lenient regarding this, since Meikar Din, even if it was opened up on Shabbos by mistake, also it's not so clear to be lenient like we mentioned. And even though there are Achrayim that resolve B'dechi, the Sora, the Ramah, that permits in all cases, Rebbe Lamaisa would seem not to be lenient regarding this, as we mentioned. And Sefer Nesef Chaim from the Karban Nesanel, his opinion is that even the Ramah himself is not lenient regarding this, only when it gets afterwards during the weekday. which a Dirush of 8 brings from the words of the Ramah that he writes, "Vistama b'mezid after benifta b'shabbos." The Aruch Hashulchan is medayik that the deliberately closing is effective even when it gets opened up at Shabbos, and he explains his reason because when you're closing the opening, it's not intending to nullify the joining of the bread. It just doesn't want the opening until he thinks to reopen it or to make some other Pesach. But the Maisa, the Be'alach is Machriya, not Be'linyan, when you say some Mesa in the middle of the week and then opens up in the middle of Shabbos. And Dibra Maskabanistam Besa Machal Bechulu, that Imnim made an Eiv for the year and then the opening got closed up during the weekday and got opened up on Shabbos. Says the Be'alach, it would seem that the same thing is when the Eiv Chatzis gets nullified for some other reason, for example, that the Tzurz of Pesach and the Mavi gets ruined, which oftentimes that happens, and Mela through this, the Eiv Chatzis and this Mavi gets bottled, as written Shin Samachet at the end. If it gets back and gets fixed, the Tzurz of Pesach and Shabbos through a non-Jew or something like that, even though Bein Hashmashas it was still breached. However, when it gets fixed on Shabbos, the Eiv Chatzis goes back to its places, since the Eiv Chatzis was initially made like this for the whole year. And even though you could differentiate a little bit, that it's possible that when the Mechitzis get breached, that's worse, and it's not going to be effective that you make an Eiv for the whole year. However, in the present situation, one for sure could be lean regarding this, and he says that's how I saw Nishmas Adam Klawain Bez, that's Mikkel regarding this. However, this is inclined with the Lean. Even when you made an Erev for one Shabbos, and you know that from before Shabbos the Tzurz HaPesach got ruined, and it gets back and the Tzurz HaPesach gets fixed on Shabbos through a non Jew, that the Erev Chatzeis did not take effect at all by Menash Mashas. And for this reason, since in that place they're accustomed to make a Tzurz HaPesach always, if that's the case, it's ready to be, it's meant to be fixed. And then when they fix it afterwards on Shabbos, the Erev Chatzeis takes effect retroactively. On that, says the Berlacha, doesn't seem clear his words and the proof to this, because regarding if someone makes an Erev through a Pesach and gets the close up on Shabbos, Rashi explains, for example, let's say when I'm a pilot, when the wall collapses opposite it, that for sure is meant to be cleared out. And even so, it's not permitted only when it gets closed up on Shabbos itself, because by Bein HaShemashah, the Erev Chatzis took effect, and we say, Kimin Shor Chuchu, and it wasn't closed open before Shabbos. But so obviously, the Shulchan Aruch is not lenient, even when it's meant to be open, only when you made it for the year, and because the Erev already took effect on the first Shabbos, and therefore it's effective even when it gets closed up afterwards, but not when you make an Erev for one Shabbos, where the Erev did not yet take effect one time by Bein HaShemashah, and specifically, where the Sikh HaLoch is not so clear like we mentioned before. If that's the case, for sure we don't want to add on to that. And this is Nishmas Adam writes that there's a different Nusach in Taisis that goes Lishnei. And the Azura writes Lashana, and that's how it's written in the Rush. Some of the Dirshu is edition number one. Chaznish is inclined that only a case where each one brings his own bread and they make a shituf is it effective even if the bread did not take effect on it in the name of Eir. But when one is mezakis from the bread to them, oh, it's not effective if it didn't take effect on the bread any shema, any name of Eir. Because that was the svar of the Mishnah Berurah, says Al Kapam Him Shutofim Abashal Eir, that there are partners in the bread of the Eir. Edition number two. The source of the words of Rambam writes the Magen Mishnah is from a Brayson and Shabbos of Kofim Beis regarding boats that were tied, got detached on Shabbos, that's forbidden to care from one to the other. The Rambam learns that so too when you have chatzers that have an Erev and the opening between them gets closed up, has a look like the boats that got detached. And explain that the svar of the Rambam, the Ibn Azl, Mrs. Zaman, is lengthy to explain that the halacha of Shabbos Hutra Hutra was said specifically in that place where there was a heter from the beginning, and then it gets nullified the reason of the heter. But when you get a separation between places that have an Erev, you can't care from one to the other. Look also in Prima Gadim and Eshel Ram Sibkar and Beis. Dish number three, the Shiltas also writes that, like the first opinion, that's how old we're trained in Paschim, and he brings that's the Gersa the Gemara and Eben of Tzadigim and Beis. Hech the Arv Derech HaPesach, Benissim HaPesach, Irv Derech HaLem, Benissim HaLein, Maltatul Derech Gagas, could you carry through the roofs? And Bamali said to me, Hol Vahutra makes a Shabbos, and permitted some Shabbos, Hutra called Shabbos, it permitted. And the Hemek Shela points out that in the Gemara in front of us, you don't have the Nusach Maltatul to Tul Derech Gagas, and possible to explain that the Kapan of the Gemara is to ask, what's the Alocha to carry in that Chatzar? Dish number four, Be'alocha had said, because the Erev never yet took effect, a proof to this halacha, the Chufas Marsham writes, from this that we find Shulchan Aruch and Shin Samaches of doubt regarding if it gets minimized the Erev from its shear, if it gets minimized after the first Shabbos started and remains a little bit, it's kosher for all the other Shabbos of the year. And if it got minimized in the weekday before the Erev took effect, the Erev does not take effect at all. However, Mrs. Zaman, brought in Hagoyz Marsham, rejects this proof, where it gets minimized the Erev each its whole chashiv is only because of it being a leftover, and therefore, if the Erev didn't take effect, there's no chashiv to the Shiraim, which is not the case when the opening gets closed. You could say that even if it gets closed from before the first Shabbos and it gets opened on Shabbos, still the Erev would take effect. Where the Prima Gadim, Mishpat Zosef, Kesef Gadim Alf Paskin, that even if the opening gets closed up from before Shabbos, after that they made an Erev for the first Shabbos, if it gets reopened up on Shabbos, the Erev takes effect. And similarly, it's on Nishma Sodom writes, brought in by Allah the Masal Benistma Pesach, that even if the Tzurz HaPesach gets ruined before Shabbos, we say the Allah of Hutra in a way that it's oimel letikna to be fixed. However, the Be'alach of the Ezmachriya, not to permit in the case that they made an Erev for one Shabbos, only if the Erev was fixed when Shabbos started, and that's the Chaz Nish agrees to the Achra of the Be'alach. Dirshu number 9. Chaznitz rejects the raya of the Be'alocha. He says, "What do you mean, haloi b'vati omen l'panis?" With the case of nafla ma'pilis kenegdoi, because my ma'pilis is not meant to be cleared out on that Shabbos, and therefore when you make an erev for one Shabbos and the wall collapses opposite the opening, it's forbidden. Which is not the case when the tzuris of Pesach gets ruined from before Shabbos, which it is meant to be fixed in the middle of Shabbos through a non-Jew with nishma sadim raitz over there that's permitted to fix through a non-Jew to save people from sinning from caring inappropriately. Here, even though it gets ruined before Shabbos, it's going to be permitted. The Chaznitz agrees with the words of the Mishnah that if it got ruined before Shabbos, that is going to be Asr.